Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what a privilege to be alive today, to see today, Saturday, the 27th day of February 2021. God is awesome and great. He has brought you and I into this very last day of this week. Let's again this morning lift up our voices to Him as we give Him thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are grateful. We thank you from the depths of our heart for your goodness and mercies upon our lives. We look back into the week, it has been you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your positions in our lives. Thank you for your defense. Thank you for everything that has happened. Thank you for your deliverances. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for the favors we enjoyed. To you be all the glory. Again, this day we have come to say, Lord, our eyes are on you. Guide us and lead us. As we wrap up this teaching this morning, Lord, help us to do what is needed for this week. And we ask that the blessings loaded for this week that is yet to come our way, Lord, as we hear to your word today, let them all be delivered to us and let your name alone be glorified. Holy Spirit, one more time, we ask that you will teach us the word of the Lord and grant us grace as we obey. Take all the praise and glory. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen. My brothers and sisters, what a privilege. This is the day that the Lord has made. Today, Saturday, is a good day for us to show our love for God. And He has brought us into it. I tell you the truth. There are blessings loaded for you and I this week. And I tell you, if any of them that we desire has not come, today is a great day to mop them up. Because I tell you the fact, God will not make you have a carryover. The blessings for this week shall fill your life in Jesus' name. Amen. We are rounding off on our teaching series for the week. No church grows without a people on the go. No church grows without a people on the go. However, already established that we serve the God of addition and multiplication. Our God adds to us. Our God multiplies us. As we praise Him, the Bible says, He adds to us daily. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. As we give Him thanksgiving from our hearts, and our voices become the voice of melody and makes merry, the Bible says He multiplies us. Hallelujah. So God is said to increase us and multiply us on every side. Amen. And as His word increases in our midst, God multiplies us and increases us. Amen. So that's the essence that God we have today. I want you to know. But we must plant and water before God of increase can step in. That is, we plant the word and we water in prayers. We must plant, that is, go and sow seed and evangelize to persons. Then we pray before our God can step in. Amen. So we should do that. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, Paul says, I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither he that planted is anything, neither he that watered, but God that gave the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Please note that our planting is planting the word. Our watering is praying that the word will get effect in their lives. And God gives the increase. However, when you don't plant or when you don't pray and as watering, there will still be grass to grow. It will not be your desire. That's why we're saying we are planting what we want to see. And we water it in prayer so that it will come forth. That's what the increase will be. Amen. Because the ground is there, it must bring forth something. But if you condition it to bring forth what your desires are, then your life shall be sweet and the testimonies will be upon your life. I'm telling you this, my brothers and sisters, that's why we must plant. And so planting is about reaching out to the lost with the gospel of the salvation of Christ, while watering is about praying for them to see them saved and established, that this remain the faith. Hallelujah. And that's an instruction Jesus gave to us. He said, go. As we go, His presence keeps us. Amen. So this morning, as we conclude on no church grows without the people on the go, let's look at three quick things and the hand of God will do us good. Number one, aggressive marketing is key to making great sales. Aggressive marketing is key to making great sales. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So, by necessity, it means it is my duty and my assignment. Pressure is on me to go it. So, I must be aggressive about it. There's a timeline for me to do this. It is necessary. There's a period set. And as I do this, the hand of God will rest upon me. Necessity is laid upon me. And I know that if I don't do it, I have nothing to gain. So that's why I said, for woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Now I went on to declare, if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. So willing commitment to this assignment is what brings the reward. Not just doing it, but willingly, joyfully, cheerfully. No wonder he said in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is, as I am living because of Christ. My breath is talking about Christ. Everywhere I go, I will not be comfortable without saying something about Jesus the Christ. Amen. And he declared in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's Paul still speaking. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. That is simple. You get the power of God to be saved from every situation as long as you believe the gospel of Jesus the Christ. Believe it. Then God turns that your faith, the word of God, because of your faith, into power for you to become saved from that situation. And at the end of it all, you share your testimony. Amen. So we must know that aggressive marketing is key to the making of great sales of any product. We want the kingdom of God to be on the increase and our testimony to be on the increase. Then let's not fail to talk about Jesus wherever we are. Let's not be ashamed of him because he's faithful and just, and he will settle us on every good side. In Jesus' name, amen. Number 2 point this morning is that we must keep sowing the seed of the word as we reach out to the lost and watering the same by prayer. If we must continue to experience supernatural church growth, that is, the word must continually be on our lips, sowing the seed of the word, saying whatever the word is saying, not what is happening, not the condition around us, but what the word says, because what is written is superior to what is happening. So continually say what the word says, the word of God, continually say it, and I tell you, not too long from now, it shall turn to. Amen. The Bible told us in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the word that Jesus, God created, all of a sudden became void and all, and he began to speak, and as he began to speak, creation began to take shape, good shape, to the extent that all the beautiful things that we see today, all of them came out from the word that God spoke. Amen. So we must continually speak the word. John 15:16, the Bible says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." So your fruit must remain. Your fruit must remain. Continually, your fruit must remain. And they must not only remain, they must grow as they remain. They must also bring other fruit to them. So your fruit must remain. So it's the word of God that gives fruit to life. You must continue. And the Bible says, after you have done that, you ask whatever you ask of the Father, and it will be given to you. Amen. Isaiah 66, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, Isaiah 66, verse 7, beginning, before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the air be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? But for as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Amen. As soon as we travel and overcome, we bring forth. Continuously, until we see it, we will not stop. Continuously, as soon. So it is a continuous input of the word that will shorten the length of this prevailing, or this traveling. And what you get at the end is a prevailing testimony. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Her testimonies came. So we must continue to see supernatural church growth. For us to experience it, for us to handle it, for it to be a testimony that all eyes will see and it will remain, we must continue to speak the word. Amen. Because it's only God that gives the increase. And God's increase will come by his word. Amen. Finally, this morning, no one can have a heart for God without having time for him. No one can have a heart for God without having time for him. Simply put, where your heart is, you will create time for such a thing. Whatever duty, whatever assignment your heart is, and you want to do it in your heart, time will be there. In Psalm 55 verse 17, the Bible says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. This is King David speaking. A king had time to pray evening, morning, and at noon time because it was in his heart. He kept in his heart to always have a communication with God. So when it was time, nothing else can stop him. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. You know that everyone who is an addict, they go either to the beer parlor, to their joint, wherever. Everyone. He has time for that. No matter how hard the day's job is, no matter the traffic, he will still have to have a call in that place, have his time there before going. Wherever you are, those who go to see the man houses, everything, these things are not wrong, but you see, you do it because it's in your heart. In the same way, if your heart is for God, you will have time for him. The things you do, the things you allocate time to, shows us where your heart is. So if you allocate time for God, it shows us that your heart is for God. Most people have time for their businesses. Most people, when they wake up in the morning, is their phone they pick up. It means their heart is there. Amen. So if your heart is for God, you will have time for God. Simply put, whatever you are doing right now that occupies your time is where your heart is. And I want you to know that if God occupies your time, then your heart is for God. As look at what David also said in Psalm 119, verse 46. He said, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. So he was there talking. He said, this is what God has done. He was glad to tell him the testimonies of God. And Psalm 119, verse 164, David also said, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Wow. 7 times within one day and 3 times within that same day. He was praying praying 3 times, praising 7 times. That is 10 times he had slotted times to meet with God. Abba, this God is too good. He will not cheat on anyone. The more you give to God, the more of God you see. Amen. So we are saying, my brothers and sisters, it's not too late for God to crown your blessings for this week. Today is Saturday. Great time. There is no time that is special for outreach. Any time is good for outreach. All you need to do is pray before you go. And when you return, pray when you return. Any time is good for outreach. Anybody you meet is a candidate for God to touch. And as you do that, the hand of God will do you good in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to assure you, my brothers, that you are going to sing a new song at the close of this week, even today. But if you do this, then your new song is guaranteed. Watch it. God will do you good today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today by 5 p.m., we are meeting for our home cell. So please look for any home cell around you, close to you, and be part of it. And anywhere you see the Winners Satellite Fellowship host here, any of the gates you see, that's where we meet in all our vicinity. Please branch there by 5 p.m. And we just pray and share the gospel, share the word of God, and we relate to one another and pray for one another. And please know that when winners pray, God hears. So when you join us to pray today, your answers will come to you. Your prayers will be answered and you will be a testifier in the name of Jesus Christ. And what a privilege. Tomorrow, Sunday, is our last Sunday for the month and is the last day of the month of February too. So please, you are invited for our services. Our first service is 7 a.m. and second service is 9 a.m. And tomorrow Sunday is our Thanksgiving service and children dedication service. But what a great one. It's also our covenant day of marital breakthroughs. So every strong man behind your struggle in your marital destiny, they shall be exposed and destroyed, and you are going free. So make it a duty with us tomorrow, and the hand of God will do you good. Be there in our services, and God will turn your stories to become testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm waiting to see you there because I want to share your testimony, share with you your testimony, and believe God that it's going to turn around for your good in Jesus' name. Watch it. The word of God for your turnaround is coming. And let me tell you, please don't miss it for anything. Invite your friends, relatives, colleagues, and brothers and sisters, and be there, and you are returning with your own individual testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Come with a new soul tomorrow, a brand new soul to church, and watch it go. We'll be adding brand new testimonies to your life and destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. For now, go in peace, be blessed of the Lord, and return with your open and undeniable testimonies in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let's share the goodness of God and our faith. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. I receive and believe this prophetic verdict. Then expect turnaround to be your new identity from henceforth. The same shall be your portion in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. You are blessed of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.